Welcome to this first Christmas edition of Hymn Sing Radio from the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department. I'm Craig Lewis, and I'm here to guide you as we sing some of our favorite Christmas carols together. The Salvation Army is synonymous with Christmas. That thought alone may remind you of a brass band standing around a kettle in the mall, a large carol sing in a big church, or a small candlelight service. However you think about Christmas, it is the time of year that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's get right to the good news. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. That carol was written by Isaac Watts and was first published in 1719. If you have listened to any previous episodes of Hymn Sing Radio, you likely would have heard his name, as he is known for writing over 750 hymns, many of which we still use today. Our next carol, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, was a poem written by American pastor Edmund Sears in 1849. The next year, he asked Richard Storrs Willis to compose a melody for the poem. Here is the result of that collaboration, sung for us by English alto Susan Turner.
Touch their hearts.
One of the great things about Christmas is that it reaches across countries, cultures, and continents. Our next carol is an example of a particular geographic region adding its own style and flair to Christmas. Once known as the West Indian Carol, this next song should have you moving and swaying in your chair. The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy. Do you remember when you were younger and you couldn't wait for Christmas? It was one of the most exciting times of the year. You may have been looking forward to the presents, or the baking, or even a Christmas turkey. As we get older, Christmas becomes less about the gifts and often more about being with family and those that we love. Can you imagine what it was like for the Israelites of the Old Testament? The Messiah had been promised, but had not yet come. They were waiting. Here are some verses from Isaiah. First, chapter 7, verse 14, and then chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Just as they had to wait for the arrival of the Messiah, we often find ourselves waiting. Waiting for quarantines to end, waiting for vaccines, waiting for when we can be together in person again, waiting to simply hug those we love. This year, as you wait, take the time to think about those who waited for Jesus to arrive. He didn't come down from heaven in a huge display of grandeur. He simply came as a baby in a stable. Sometimes the things that we are waiting for will arrive in the most unexpected ways. Our last carol is interesting in the fact that it really doesn't tell the story of the birth of Jesus. In fact, it is the story of a Bohemian king headed out to give alms to the poor as part of the Feast of Stephen, which happens on the second day of Christmas. What this carol lacks from a theological perspective, it surely makes up for with visual imagery. Here is Good King Wenceslas.
Thank you.
That is the end of this first Christmas edition of Hymn Sing Radio. This year, make sure you take time to celebrate in the midst of those periods of waiting. I'm Craig Lewis. Merry Christmas. Thank you.